Well, all right then. Does this mean it's okay to start? Careful what you ask for. Band on guitar.
Woo! DJ on the bass, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Seth Pappas. Thanks so much for the warm welcome. Thank you. Beautiful.
Something I need to ask you, because it's part of my job. How's everybody feeling tonight? Yeah. Sounds pretty good to me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage from Detroit, Michigan, James Montgomery. Thank you. So Milford, New Hampshire, let me tell you. These fellas come up here a long time ago. I was gonna say, the white ones, man. Apparently, no, you're too young, man. You're too young. Anyway, and then there are a couple places in Nashua, the ball field down there, and a place called Headliners North or something like that. You know, so I'll tell you, you know, we had, you know, there's some great people down here that had to ask us to sign some albums and stuff. I still call them albums. So I'll tell you, you know, the guy came up and said, man, I saw you in 1979. Look, the guy said, you played my high school prom. I said, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. So tonight we thought we would play some stuff from the early days, of the band. This song here we wrote in 1973 when we were down in Philadelphia making our very first record for the Allman Brothers on their record label. And we love the Allman Brothers. Great guys. Along with Aerosmith, probably the best band in America to tour with. But the Allman Brothers pay you a lot of money. We love the Allman Brothers. That's some money. So they had us recording right alongside the OJs, you know, Backstabbers and Money. We decided it'd be a great idea to engage the OJs in games of chance between takes. And we played dice, poker, and blackjack with the OJs almost 24 hours a day. Well, you know, staying up for 24 hours in 1973 was not a difficult thing. It turned out to be a great idea for the OJs. We made a lot of money off of the young kids in Boston making their first record in Philadelphia, but they had this one rule that we made a big song out of. It was called Schoolin' Them Dice.
One, two, three.
Oh, something one time.
We just got back from Clarksdale, Mississippi, the home of the blues.
Yeah.
I know we got blues fans out there tonight if you're down here to see this show. And how about if we had a great band to play in front of us? But I know we got blues fans out there tonight, so this is our first trip down to the Delta. We've been going down to Memphis time in and time out, year and year. But this year, man, we went down to Clarksdale, Mississippi, the home of the blues, where Robert Johnson walked, where Charlie Patton walked, where John Lee Hooker walked, where Muddy Waters walked, where James Cotton walked, where John Lee Hooker walked. They all walked the streets of Clarksdale. It was like a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I tell you, we were the guests of Morgan Freeman's down there, and I tell you, you'll never find a better host in your life. We wrote the title track to a movie slated to film down there with Morgan. A little thing called Delta Storm goes like this here. I'm on Highway 61, blinded by the rain. Headed south on 61, blinded by the constant rain. I'm trying to make it to the crossroads and pay the price to ease my pain. And in the darkness I keep trying to find the light. Across the street from the shack where Muddy Waters was born and raised. Right across the street. We have this slow blues song by Muddy Waters that we love so much. We're inspired by being down there across from that shack and a little thing called Same Thing, my favorite slow Muddy Waters song.
Thank you.
So there we are looking at Mighty Shin. When we found out that Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top took a plank right off of that shack and made a guitar out of it. True story. We said, what would ZZ Top do if they played the same Slow Money Water song you just heard? We took the same thing and we ZZ Topped it and came up with this here. Coming out. April, May, something like that. We got Johnny Winter on the CD.
All right.
From Aerosmith, we have Joey Kramer and Brad Whitford on the CD. We got the Rolling Stones horn section, the Uptown Horns, on the CD. We got James Cotton on the CD. And from the rap group Run DMC, we got DMC on the CD. So, coming out soon. I tell you, you know, I always wanted to write a dance song, you know. And you know, all my life, these blues guys, no, you can't write a dance song, you're a blues musician. But anyway, I said, you know what, I wanted to write a dance song. I think we have a spacious dance floor over there somewhere. Or down in front, actually. There's a dance floor right there, but I have a small one. Anyway, check it out. My first attempt at dance music. Goes like this here.
Again and again.
open numbers at the House of Blues on the tune in Boston on the 28th of this month. That means the week is the month. We got three members of Aerosmith in our band that night. We got Joey Kramer, Tom Albert, and Brad Whitford. Rumor as to who else might show up. Also on that show, we got the Rolling Stones horn section. We got Jim Belushi. Wow. We got Johnny A. We got the lead guitar player from the group Boston, Barry Goodrow. Big show. Big show. Boston. $30 for all that. Meantime, same show, similar show, playing over in Keene a week from now. Where we got Jim Belushi and the four best guitar players in the world, including George McFadden, who couldn't beat him. And our bass player, Joe Perry Project, right here. Now, speaking of the Joe Perry Project, I was on the road years ago with Aerosmith when they didn't have Joe Perry. It was okay, but it wasn't the same. Joe Perry wanted to go out and start his own career and do his own records. Joe was such a great guy and such a smart musician. He chose David Hall to play the bass guitar. But the guy who chose to really hold the thing together and be the blues and bound them together, play guitar and sing, is in the house tonight. He's in the house tonight. He's in the house tonight. To form his own band. He had a couple of bands, Balloon, and he had another thing called the Charlie Perrin thing and the Fahrenheit Project. He is in the house tonight. In the house tonight. Let's welcome. Let's welcome from Boston, Massachusetts. The guy who's done it all. He's played with everybody. He's in the house tonight. Let's welcome from the Charlie Perrin band, the Fahrenheit, and from the Joe Perrin Project. Charlie Perrin, come on up.
Yeah.
Austin. The man, the man, Mr. James Montgomery. Teacher mine, Jay Scott, and we still play with to this day. And the late great Junior Wells. We put this together for Junior Wells going out to Junior, man. A little thing like this here. Get up early.
Charlie, what else you got, man? Charlie Fair, what else you got, man? What else what you got here? Charlie Fair, big Ann, Charlie Fair. How's my guitar sound? Pretty good?
Yeah.
Tell you a song about my girl. She. You know, we put these packages together. We always take a circle of friends and make sure that we're all on the. So it's not just a musical night, but it's a friendship night for us. Same thing with the show in Keene when we got the Brad Whitford from Aerosmith and we got the Barry Goodrow from the group Boston Johnny. We all go back many years. And Jim Belushi has been a great friend of ours for many years. I've been a blues brother for over 30 years, so it's great to play with Jimmy and Danny and the boys. Anyway, I'll stop talking.
Excuse me, James, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
All those people you just mentioned, they're going to be on the show
in Keene, New Hampshire, on next Saturday. But additional at the House of Blues in Boston.
That's the one.
The House of Blues in Boston. We also have two additional Aerosmith members in the Rolling Stones horn section on that. And not to mention Michael Cabrera from Santana. The guy with Carlos Santana, percussionist. Anyway, huge lineups, Keene, Boston, take your pick. Anyway, we did have Huey Lewis play with us about a month ago. We flew Huey in from the West Coast, and we did a tribute to James Cotton with him and Kim Wilson from the Fabulous Thunderbirds. And Huey told me, you know, I played Huey some of the new songs from our CD that'll be out, he said, this one's going to be the hit.
And he told me he was selling 250,000 records a week. He likes this one, so check it out, girls, let me see.
Guys sound great up front. How great do these guys sound up front?
Yeah.
And not only is this a very attentive and attractive crowd, James, but they look like a talented crowd. They look like they know how to sing. Do you guys know how to sing?
Oh yeah.
I want to teach you a little song right now, but we're gonna play it. But before we play it, we gotta practice. Are you ready? Okay. The main riff of the tune is very simple, because the simple things are the best things in life, right? And the stupidest songs are the best songs. Okay. So the riff goes like that. Give you a taste of it. In your part, you're going to sing this. Hold me tight. Talk to it. Now, how many times do you get to yell that out in public? Right? Let's practice it. You ready? One, two, three, sing it.
Hold me tight.
I like it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty good, but it wasn't great.
Could be a little better.
Could be better. You ready? One more time. And this time, I swear to God, just let it go. Don't be shy. Ready? The simplest things are the best things. And when we were young, me and David used to do this in Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
And we had the big amps, and we would prowl the stage. We really meant it. Now we don't need it as much. But we need it a lot more, so. Ready?
Hold me tight and talk to me.
Something, so it goes like this. You ready? Picture this in anger. I would say, hey baby, you better leave me alone. I say, baby, I don't hope you're gonna do right by me. If you keep looking so sexy and walking so slippery around my honey, pretty soon I'm gonna end up down on my knees. Put your lips to my ear. Please don't whisper my name. Say the things we all need to hear. Let my phrase. Things in life are free, and the best songs in life are dumb. Okay, second verse, same as the first, but I say, ouch, mama. I hope that you know that I know that you know what you're doing to me. If you keep looking so sexy, you're walking so slippery around the honey, pretty soon Charlie's gonna end up down on his knees. Put your lips to my ear. Whisper my name.
Time.
Come on.
in the business on the drums tonight. Touring Europe extensively with Baron Swinfield and the Savages. That's welcome. My main guy, give it up. Seth Pappas on drums. Come on. And on the guitar tonight, as you can see, he is the best in the business. I'm talking worldwide. 2 years ago, the guitar player for Steven Tyler's solo band. Last year, the guitar player with the Blues Brothers. But my favorite story, a couple years ago, we had Steven Stills in our band. Yeah, that guy. So I gave Steven a solo, he played. Took the verse, I gave Georgia solo. The first time Stephen Stills walks over to me in the middle of Georgia solo, goes, while we're playing, he says, James, he says, would you say the name of that guitar player? I said, Stephen, his name is George McCann. Stephen Stills goes like this. Well, George McCann is scaring the hell out of me. That's welcome. The guitar players, guitar player. George McCann.
come back? I don't know. Sound guy has a new dance.
Encore, let him know. Let him know. Yeah.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We have such a great time tonight, and with Charlie, our old friend, sitting in with us, we'd like to thank Seth McNally and his brother and all the great people, and I understand that Susan McGuire is in the audience tonight. We'd like to thank her for help and her family and everybody, but listen, we want to thank everybody. We had a great time tonight, and
we want to thank you.
Well, you know, I tell you, it turns out that there's a pretty good music venue in right here in Milford, doesn't it? You know, I mean, we should do some more of this.
Yeah.
Bringing a special guest every time we show up. Thanks, Seth McNally. Check this one out here.
Thank you.
Wow.